I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world. The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day. TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrag, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits.
Oh my god, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm getting my script here.
You have a script?
No, I'm going to ask you similar questions to the ones that you ask other people. So, okay, very quickly then. Here we are at the...
Are you recording already?
Yeah. I've been recording for ages.
Let's set the scene. We're looking at the beautiful water.
We're in the Aramco Community Championships.
Championships, and I just can't get over how beautiful the water is. It reminds me of home. It reminds me of Jeddah. Yeah. This, when I tell people I grew up on the Red Sea, they don't realize that it's this blue.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they don't realize it's this kind of like azul, like, you know, teal. It's my favorite color, actually.
Yeah, I think this place is like Florida vibes.
Yeah. We jumped right into it, but this is a bonus episode. Because why are we here, Juliet?
We're here together.
Why?
Because you're going to speak today at an event.
Because Juliet bullied me into coming.
No, I'm just kidding. Normally, that is my role in this scenario.
I'm honored. I'm really honored. But I've been so sick the last few weeks that I was so worried that I wouldn't be able to recover. But no, Juliet did a great job in getting me here. And I'm speaking at the championship. I'm the keynote at the championship later on.
We often try and ask our guests to pick one. Is it possible to pick one thing that you would say you're so super proud of?
I will surprise you and the listeners because I'm proud of being authentically, unapologetically who I am. Yeah. That's the thing I'm proud of the most. I have some amazing accolades, some amazing trophies and amazing things, but they all fall under the umbrella of being truly me. So, you know, being a Saudi beach volleyball player is a dream, right? Climbing the Seven Summits is a dream. Being a personality as well and being recognized as the adventurer in the region is a dream. So I think the thing that the umbrella that all of these fall under is I'm proud of being truly who I am.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's so inspiring.
Thank you. And it's not easy and it took a long time and it's easily said than done, but not many people get to say that. They're proud and happy and content in who they are. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of myself for reaching that point. And it wasn't easy, you know, like many people, I grew up very different and being bullied, and I was bullied a lot, right? Mm. Because I didn't look like the girls around me, right? I didn't look like most women around me. I was always very skinny and not very feminine, and I always said weird quirky things, and I held on to that quirkiness. I held on to that geekiness, and I think that's what made me very special and unique and memorable to people. So I'm proud of being I guess.
I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, one final question then. So we often will speak about the future of sport, the future of women in sport. How do you feel like attending events like today, which are to inspire the community, how does that kind of fit in with your feelings on the future of sport?
Oh, I get all warm and tickly and fuzzy when I think of this. I get a little bit jealous, the good kind of jealous, because the opportunity for the next generation is just incredible. They have a lot of great opportunity. And we paved that way. We are the ones that paved that way. And we were part of the journey. And I see now that there's so much to do. So yeah, very, very, very hopeful and very bright future, in my humble opinion. I just hope I can have a little hand in that history, because sports is a big part of my life. It's a big part of what made me who I am. And I'm very proud to represent my country through sport. So I can't wait to see it. And I always say this, and some people get upset. I always say this. I really hope, first of all, we get an Olympic gold. But it would be awesome if it was a woman first.
No, I agree.
It would be awesome. I mean, I hope we get one in general. But it would be great if it was a woman.
Yeah, love it.
No.
Okay, and then one final thing. If you had one message, I know you're going to share some messages later for our attendees, but if you had one message for people who are going to take part in these community sports events the next 3 weeks, what would it be?
I'm kind of like giving away my keynote, but just for your, because this is a special bonus episode for our season, for our very, very special podcast. I always say that I know that not everybody will climb Everest that's in the Himalayas. But every single one of us has an Everest to climb. And I really hope people have the courage to go and find their Everest, whatever it may take them, however difficult the road is. I really hope you do reach the summit of your own Everest one day. I have a question for you.
Oh, go on.
What made you choose me for the podcast?
You know what? I've been in Saudi now for 2 or 3 years, and I really wanted to do something that was representing what I was seeing, and your name just kept coming up. Aww. Again and again and again, and it's because you are in different places, you've done something that's so inspiring and at the beginning of something.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you more than I just kept seeing you and hearing of you, and I thought, this is the lady who needs to be at the forefront of this with me.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a great attestment to my journey and how much work I put into this. And yeah, for those of you who don't know, Juliet messaged me on Instagram one day, and she said, hi, my name is Juliet. It was Instagram, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She's like, my Juliet, I'm from, first of all, I love pineapples. Just so you know, it's my,
that helps.
I love pineapples, the actual pineapple, the taste, the, and I like how it looks.
Yeah.
So I have pineapples all over my house, by the way. And then she said that I have this project that I wanted to put forward or suggest to you, and legit, it was the smallest project last year. It was like the tiny out of all of my projects last year, but it was one of my favorites.
Yeah,
and it's the one that survived, and now we're in season 3.
So
that's another lesson for women out there, and for just people in general, not just women specifically. If you have a means or a purpose or a platform, share it. You never know what comes out of it. So thank you. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for choosing me to be the voice of the podcast, and for just being very patient whenever I'm in the middle of nowhere with no internet.
Yeah, no, I should also really say thank you to you, because it would not be what it is without you having supported and championed and been a part of it. You know, it was just a little seed of an idea.
I believe in it. Yeah. I really do believe in it. And sometimes it was very hard in terms of scheduling, because of, you know, we're running around and trying to get guests from all over the world. But I always felt like it was worth it. So that's also an testament to you. And we want to thank all our guests, or our lovely guests that we had season 1, 2, and now in season 3. And also, we've noticed that some people have been reaching out and asking us to be part of it. So if you would like to be part of our podcast, just reach out to Juliet or me, and then we'll be happy to have you.
Okay, so thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next episode.
Now is lunch, right?
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harag, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.